This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, sticking with Michigan State, I think what Tom Izzo did was he may have learned in losing. And I'll say this. There's no such thing as moral victories. There's not. No Spartan fan wants to hear, well, we came close. Okay, so what? You lost. You lost the game. But in all fairness, this was a game that I had them losing back when everybody thought that this was one of the best teams in the nation, when they were ranked number four in the nation. We were playing a win-loss game. I was playing with one of the friend of mine, George Johnson, a former manager for Michigan State, and we were playing the win-loss game. And I was like, George, I don't see them going into Mackey and winning. They haven't won. I mean, Gary Harris was on the team. Travis Trice, Keith Appling, you know, those are your point guards. His team has not been able to go in there. I think Denzel was in his freshman year. They haven't been able to win in Mackey. They did their best, but here's what I hope that Izzo learned is that you played a different style than you played at Ohio State. If you would have played this way, like you played at Ohio State, like you played against Ohio State, you would have beaten the Buckeyes. You would have won that game. This team, I mean, when you think about it, they turned the ball over seven times on the road. They hit all their free throws but two. Like, that's the recipe for winning on the road. It was just Zach Edey. You couldn't overcome. You didn't have an answer for him. But if you play this way on the road and, you know, on the neutral site games in the Big Ten tournament and in the NCAA tournament, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that MSU is going to make a run at the Final Four, but what I am saying, I said it earlier in this podcast, they have the recipe. They have three guards in the backcourt who can score. You saw that in the game yesterday that at some point they all took their time to rise up, including Trey Holloman, who comes off the bench. You have a backcourt who can score, not just hitting threes, but can drive to the basket. That helps you. You look at a guy like Malik Hall who can, you know, post up down low. That can help you. Now, what Michigan State did that I like was the fact that, okay, Matty played, and a lot of people got angry that Matty Sissoko played. Matty was going to play, guys. You're not going to throw him away. He's a senior. Everybody did their job, but late in the game, what I like, it's not about who starts, it's about who finishes.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You kind of swapped out, and you were going to do a little bit of offense defense, where you were putting Booker in the game for offense, where you had Cooper in the game for defensive purposes, and Cooper even was helping out, getting rebounds and making some easier baskets. That's what you have to do. I think if you would have just did a rotation of Cooper and Booker against Ohio State, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. You would have won that game, and I'm just hoping that for the rest of the season, they see that in late games, everybody has a role on the team. Maddie's role is more at the beginning of the game to kind of set the table, be the enforcer. But late in the game, you need to have people, who, especially in a close game, who could put the ball in the basket. And that, to me, is Booker either pulling you out to the three-point line because he's going to shoot those, or just Cooper, who's a little more comfortable underneath the basket. And he goes ahead and makes those shots. Now, for Michigan State, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They're going to make the tournament. unless the unthinkable happens and they can't beat Northwestern, they can't beat Indiana, and they lose the first round of the NCAA tournament. This was told to me by somebody who works, who used to work on the tournament committee, that at that point they would be a bubble team. Maybe they get the nod because of who their coach is, but that will put them in serious jeopardy. For MSU, your season boils down to Wednesday night. You have Northwestern at home. Boo Booey's been a thorn in your side. You slay that dragon on senior night, and all doubt goes away. Plain and simple. Now, the thing is, Indiana's all of a sudden starting to look like a different team. Indiana, Ohio State are probably two teams that you don't want to see in the Big Ten tournament, especially.